I am Brenda McBride. A little bit more history about me is that I'm the product manager for the Classmate Reader, and we've just gone through some different conferences, actually. So I've been at Closing the Gap and ATIA last week as well, and I've been doing some workshops around the country. But I want to introduce Sherry. Sherry's in charge of the university programs at Bookshare, and we're delighted to have her. She has a wealth of information and is really excited about providing services for our post-secondary students, and we're looking at the whole transition component, what to expect when you're in university, how we can access material. And so this is what we're going to be covering today. And with that, I think we're going to get started. I'm going to pass the mic over to Sherry, and we'll go from there.
Brenda, thank you. I'm delighted to be here and delighted to be a guest of HumanWare. HumanWare is one of our valued partners, and we love working together and providing accessible technology to those students who do need it. Brenda, my screen has just gone black. There we are, back together. And I wanted to talk a little bit about Bookshare today. We are the world's largest online library of digital materials for readers who have print disabilities. We have over 61,000 members, over 7,000 schools and other organizations in the United States who are organizational members, and this includes 650 United States colleges and universities. We are also beginning an international program, which we might mention a little bit later, but for now, my focus, because I'm under the award that Bookshare received from OSEF, Office of Special Education Programs, my focus is just on United States universities. We have over 60,000 titles in our collection now, and we're adding nearly 2,000 books. Actually, last month it was almost 3,000 books, adding 2,000 books every month. We have publisher relationships. Currently, 37 publishers have given us the worldwide rights to their digital content and are uploading thousands of books. We also have, and we'll talk about this a little bit later, relationships now with 4 university presses. Those presses are giving us their scholarly materials and books in digital format, and they're a great resource for students, for college students. Part of that 650 colleges and universities are 16 universities who are partnering with Bookshare. They partner with us by giving us books that they have scanned for their students already, and they're working with us to build our collection of post-secondary resources as quickly as possible. Brenda, do you want to talk a little bit about DAISY and reading books and VRF?
I will. So I think it's important for us to lay the foundation a little bit around reading books in DAISY format and understanding this. And I'm not quite sure all the time who is attending our sessions, so it's important for me to do just a quick review and realize that DAISY is an international standard that is being used around the world, which is great. And the reason that we need to be excited about this is that it allows everyone to have access to the content, to be able to jump into specific locations and spots, and then to go back to those locations as well. There are 3 different types of DAISY files, and so we call them 3 different flavors. And Bookshare is the flavor of the text files. So what happens is that text is created, there's a lot of different files in that, but what we're able to do is then navigate that material. We use text readers and portable units that have built-in speech readers to help read that material back to us, and we are able to vary that playback speed. So it's a standard that has been created so that everyone around the world can have accessible content and that publishers are all doing the same formats. So it's a multimodal format if you have it on your computer or also on the Classmate Reader, where you have synchronized text and audio. And the second flavor of DAISY, just really quickly, is the human voice or just a synthesized voice. And sometimes it'll just have that voice and you can navigate and go to the pages. And so when we've had the Wave and the Classic Plus in the past, those are just audio files, and that's a service called RFB&D that creates that text. It's just human voice. And then we have hopefully in the future more and more material that has both the text and audio. And with Bookshare material, we're able to have that text and audio synchronization with our portable units, and to be able to see that text as well. So, which is very, very exciting. And I am going to launch just a couple questions. It allows for ease of navigation between your pages, chapters, and sections. And we also can put in extra tags. And one of the other things we can do is play MP3 files. And to find out more information about DAISY, there's a great website called www.daisy.org. There's actually some free software out there where you can learn how to create a free DAISY book. And I actually have a tutorial on how to do that with Word. So I'm going to launch our poll right now so that I can kind of find out how you found out, first of all, about the session. We wanted to find that. And so if you guys can answer that, that would be great. And I'm going to go on to our next slide, but we wanted to I'm going to pass it over to Sherry to talk about BRF. And actually, no, I'm going to talk about it just a little bit. We have some great devices at HumanWare as well, and one of them is the BRF format. And so we have the Braille note, and this will allow us to have refreshable Braille. So at the very bottom of the device, we can transfer in information, and all of that is virtual in that they are feeling that as it's being created, and we can download it to... You could download it to an embosser, or you can just play it. And so this is a great resource for individuals that read Braille to have access to all of that content through Bookshare. And so it's really neat to be able for these individuals to have access to all this material. It's great to see. Sherry, do you have any other comments?
Well, I just wanted to say that all of the books in the Bookshare collection are in DAISY format, so they can be easily transferred to any kind of a tool, and they use all the software that's out there. So that would be about the DAISY format, which is very, very important. The other thing, moving on, we can talk a little bit about how Bookshare benefits our members. Bookshare, as I mentioned, is free for all students in the United States through this award from OSEP. Bookshare is very easy to use. We have this growing library of educational materials. We also have materials that are for recreational reading, and we're part of NFB Newsline, so we have 150 newspapers and periodicals daily on our site. We have two free reader softwares on the site for Bookshare members. We have Don Johnston's Read Out Loud, and we have the Victor Reader Soft Bookshare editions, which means that they can read the Bookshare books. Bookshare is compatible with a wide range of assistive technology, and Bookshare, most importantly, helps students get the materials that they need to be successful in school. So who is really eligible for Bookshare? Because we're a membership-based organization, not everyone can join. People who have a print disability are eligible for membership in Bookshare. And a print disability we define as a physically based disability that makes it very difficult or impossible to read standard print, such as blindness or low vision, a physical disability in which an individual cannot hold a book or turn the pages of a book, or a severe learning disability like severe dyslexia that affects reading. And you can see on the chart here that we have the three kinds of disabilities that make someone eligible. So visual impairment, blind or low vision, physical disability, or learning or reading disabilities. And the people who can determine eligibility for Bookshare are professionals that certify that the student does have the disability that makes them qualify for Bookshare. Certifying professionals sign the letter of the proof of disability that every student needs to become a Bookshare member. And examples of these professionals would be teachers of the visually impaired, special education teachers, learning disability specialists, school psychologists, college disability service providers, doctors, ophthalmologists, physical therapists, neurologists, psychologists, on and on. The other thing that's exciting, in the last few months, we have just created a joint certification project with RFB&D, Reading for the Blind and Dyslexic. We also have the same cooperative agreement with National Library Service. So if a student is a member of RFB&D, they just tell us, we look it up, and it really cuts a bit of the paperwork. And it allows students to be members of both and get their books quickly and easily. And if there are any questions about eligibility, I'm more than happy to answer them. So we also have another question that's just popped up that Brenda has put up. We'd like to know a little bit more about our audience. What is your individuals? What is your focus? Are you university disabled student service providers? Are you a high school student looking at transitions? Are you a parent? Or a university student who may have just transitioned? So if you'd like to tag in your votes, we'd be delighted to know more. Excuse me. So, Brenda, if you'd like, let's move on to the two kinds of memberships in Bookshare. We have individual memberships and organizational memberships. Individual memberships, any student can be a member for free. If you're not a student and you have a visual or print disability, you can be a member of Bookshare, but it's not free. It's $50 a year for unlimited downloads. The very first year, you pay $25 for a setup fee, and then it's $50 after that. And we have a lot of people in the world who are print disabled, who are adults, who are senior citizens, students. We have a range of people who qualify. But it's a great resource. And everyone who has a print disability should be a member. So individuals can be members. Organizations can be members. So organizations such as rehabilitation centers, schools, employment development departments, folks who work with people with disabilities can join as an organization and download books on behalf of the students. So here this little chart kind of shows the difference between the two memberships. An organizational membership, the sponsors have access to Bookshare at school or their organization for classroom reading. Staff downloads books on behalf of qualified students. Particularly for university students and high school students who are transitioning, we encourage an individual membership. This gives the student access to Bookshare at home, on evenings, weekends, summer vacation, access anywhere there's a computer or accessible technology hardware. So a lot of students might want to study at the student union or in the library. If they're individual members of Bookshare and they have their own computer, they have access to our entire library whenever they want it. No having to read their books when the alternative media lab is open. Not worrying about being closed out of the library at midnight. They can use it anytime, any place. And the student downloads for himself. This keeps the student independent and finding what they need when they need it. That's not a minor idea. Moving on.
Sherry, just
Brenda,
a question.
Like to... Yeah, sure.
I'm going to ask a question that was posed here.
All right.
They wanted to know what documentation is required for a student with a print disability to qualify. And so if you can talk about the kind of documentation that they would fax in or send in to Bookshare to have access.
The student needs a letter from a certifying professional that says that the student has a print disability, and that's faxed in with the membership application. If a student in high school has had an IEP, they certainly have all the paperwork. Therefore, an administrator of the special education department at that high school can sign the certification letter for the student as long as there's the backup of the IEP and the professional diagnosis that the student had probably within about 3 years prior to that. Does that answer?
It does. I'm assuming also if you have a paragraph within a psychoeducational assessment, you can have that assessor just pull out that particular information and say, here is the recommendations from the educational assessment to help support the student. If they are in high school, also they're reading special, like there's some other people. So let me just go back and look at this list of people, again, who can say it. So you can't have a, hold on here. So I'm just pulling this out here.
Brenda, I just lost the sound.
Yeah, I just muted myself. I'm back again.
Of your voice. Okay. All right.
So this is the information that you need to know about regarding the LD part.
Yes.
And the other thing. Go ahead, Sherry.
Brenda, I was going to say, if a student has an IEP, it does need to say, specifically state in there that the student would benefit from having their books in alternative format. So they really need those words as part of the IEP.
Great. The other thing that I wanted to make you aware of is this information down here regarding RFB and D and Bookshare. And so what is exciting is that if you are a member of, say, RFB and D, Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic, you now do not have to resubmit all of that documentation to Bookshare. They're sharing that information. And they can just send a letter and say, I am a member of Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic, and just share that. And it goes both ways. So that's some exciting information as well.
Well, we're happy to be working with RFB and D closely. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah, it is great. Let me just answer this other question that's popped up here, and then we'll move forward. I have to figure out how to do it.
Great. All right.
I've got to get a normal setting. Here we go. Control, shift. Okay, here's the question. I'm going to read the question out loud. If I obtain membership through RFB and D, does that lower the cost to join Bookshare?
If you're a student, there's no cost to join Bookshare. If you're not a student, I don't think so, but I don't know that for sure. That hasn't come up. It would still, right now, I would say it would still be $50, but for Bookshare, if you're not a student. But that's a great question, and I'm going to look up the answer. And if you will identify yourself later, I will get back to you on that.
And we'll be providing
it's free for all students.
Yeah, we'll be providing emails a little bit later on. So this means that once they are in post-secondary again, you will have access. But if you are just someone that would like to have access to the library, you will have to pay for that. But the advantage is you don't have to do the double paperwork. So that's what's exciting. I have another question here. We're going to take two more. There's a question about the Mac software, and Sherry, I'll turn that over to you a little bit later on. And what is the cost of an organizational membership for a college library, and would a Canadian college library be eligible? And that's from Mrs. Walker.
That's interesting. I don't know about the cost for organizational memberships. I will need to get back to you on that. But in the United States, I can't tell you about a Canadian university. I know that organizational memberships in the United States are free, the same as individual student memberships. So a library qualifies, and there's no cost for that membership at all.
And just to clarify, we are going to try and talk about the United States, and they have a grant that's eligible to them, and in Canada we don't. But we will also do another international presentation with VG and talk about the services here in Canada. So, yes, we can access it. I don't know what the institutional cost would be if you are a Canadian college or library. There would be a fee. There is a fee in Canada to have access. $35 a year to have access to that material. I also wanted to let you know that you are correct. The first year is $75 because $25 is a setup fee and $50 after that. So okay, and we are going to go on with the presentation. So I have people commenting that organizations in Canada buy a number of downloads, and that will give them access, and that's from someone here in Canada. And if a college student has a supporting letter from a print disability, hold on, from their optometrist or their college has a membership, can they be a free member? How do you find out if your college has a membership?
And this is a United States college? Absolutely.
Yes.
It's free. And you can find out if your college has a membership, by asking the college. That's about the otherwise you can ask me. You can write to me at sherrym@bookshare.org, and I can look it up. I find that many universities don't have memberships and don't really know about it until a student or prospective student comes and asks. So actually, I get quite a few referrals that way. So it's okay if your university doesn't. You can still be an individual member, but we appreciate the students that help us find new members through their questions.
And I'm going to answer this last one, and then we're going to move on, and we'll come back to some questions in a minute. Does Bookshare have access to the same titles available through our FEE&D? It depends on the titles. They do have different titles, and we are going to talk about the titles that are available on Bookshare. They sometimes will have some of the same ones, but they also can have separate ones and not the same ones. So that's important to remember. So you can look at both resources, and that's why it's great to have access to both resources. And so we're going to go on to our next slide. I'll turn it back to you, Sherry.
Thanks, Brenda. So if a student is in high school and thinking about going on to post-secondary education, and they're asking, if I'm continuing on, how do I maintain my Bookshare membership? The summer months after high school are the best time to prepare for going on to a new school. We recommend an individual membership, and students can sign themselves up. If the student's under 18, they need a parent or guardian's permission. They need a signature. Or the high school can help get an individual membership for that student. So organizations have an ability to go into their rosters and create an individual membership for students. The new post-secondary school might be an organizational member, as I just said, and new students can be added to that roster. But the individual membership just provides more flexibility and more independence. The one thing that the high school student does need to do is to notify Bookshare membership and tell them that they're leaving the high school, they're going on to new places. And they can contact Bookshare at contactus@groupaccounts@bookshare.org. So moving on. More questions?
What I'm going to do right now is I'm wondering if anyone would like to ask a verbal question. If they do, please just put it into the attendees, and I will unlock, or if you want to raise your hand, that will allow me to unlock that one versus unlocking everyone at this time. So I'm going to give you a minute to see if you want to ask a verbal question. Otherwise, I think we've answered the questions that we needed. The other question, the one last question that we had, was what documentation is required for an organization supporting college students with print disabilities?
Nothing. An email from the university. I check out to make sure the university or the college or the school or the organization is accredited. That's our only criteria. So we don't need anything except a statement. I would say on letterhead, but an email from the organization, and then we go from there.
Okay. Let's go on to signing up. Oh, I have one question from Carrie here, so I'm going to unmic her or allow her to be unmuted. And Carrie, you're live.
Hi. Sorry about that. I actually put the wrong button, Brenda.
Oh, no problem. Oh, you don't have a question is what you're telling me. No problem. Now I know that you can raise your hand, though. So
thanks.
We're going to go back.
It's nice to hear a friendly voice.
That's right. Okay, go ahead. We're going to go into sign up.
Okay. Brenda, were you going to do that? You want me to do this?
Sure. Go ahead and do this, and I'll add in anything, but you can take a turn.
All right. So signing up for Bookshare is easy. You go to the sign up today. The Bookshare website is www.bookshare.org. Go to sign up today. Fill in your contact information. A student signs and mails or faxes the user agreement along with the proof of disability that's signed. And that proof of disability has to be hand signed. We can't take a computer-generated signature on those. Once Bookshare has all the paperwork, we'll send you a welcome email within 2 business days, and this includes your username and password. So you get all signed up, and Brenda, we'll move on to the next.
And what we'll do is we're going to go back into the live website here in just a minute, but we'll just cover these slides, and then we'll show you where it is on the website.
So we get all set up with membership, and then we're going to get the book. Again, we have 3 free reading tools on the Bookshare site: Victor Reader Soft Bookshare Edition, Read Out Loud Bookshare Edition, and we have Acapella Voices. We have Heather and Ryan. And actually, I have a son who really thinks that Heather sounds pretty attractive. So you find the book, select the member organization, download the book, unzip it, and start to read the book. And we do now have Read Out Loud for Macintosh users. It's available. And actually, if you look at the Bookshare website, Mario Oliveras did a webinar recently on using the Mac with Read Out Loud.
So
Amy, do you want to show us?
Yeah, I'm going to show you. I also wanted to say those individuals that are outside of the United States, this is a good benefit. So if you do have the documentation and you have your access for that membership, you then can have access to these free tools to access the material, or you can use players that we are going to talk about here in just a minute. And so it's kind of neat to be able to have access to that. So I just wanted to let you know that. And what? Go ahead, Sherry.
Brenda, I was going to say, just wanted to interject that quite often we have teachers who are teaching other teachers about accessible technology, and we do have a limited demonstration account, but this is something we're going to be having available to more people probably before the end of this year. So if any of you have staff that you'd like to train on using Bookshare, a demonstration account will be available very, very soon.
Great. Let me see. So we're going to escape out of here for just a minute, and I'm going to take us into a website. So when we scroll down, you can sign up today. And so at the very bottom of the screen, I'm just waiting for it to catch up with me. So I'm actually on a web page. And I think you now will see it. So I've typed in Bookshare.org at the top here, and then when we go down at the bottom, there's an individual membership and the organizational membership. So this is the information you're going to have to select. I'm going to just talk really quickly, Sherry, about how to download a book. And I'm going to show you anyone can download a book, whether or not they're a member right now, and because we have some freely available books. And this is a great resource to teach people how to use it. So where I'm going is into the advanced search. I'm going to the freely available books. And all of these books now are completely accessible. They are in a DAISY format, which once again allow us to navigate between those pages, chapters, and sections. I'm selecting the literature to condense our search. And we're going to show you all of the different kinds of options that will come up. So it's now searching Bookshare. And as we see on the side here, we now have the DAISY material. And if I wanted to choose this particular one, I would actually select DAISY. So we have 4 different file formats: DAISY, BRF, HTML, and TXT. And in my computer, I'm just going to select open. I want to see what's in that file, and then we need to unzip it. That's a step that's important, and we're going to show you the different files that are contained in a DAISY file. Here are the files, and all I need to do is say extract all files. And if I wanted to, I actually can put that location of that material. For me, I'm going to look at my computer and look at my secure disk and open the digital talking books folder. I'm going to make a new folder for this title. I'm going to say webinar sample. And when I actually go to next, all of that material is going to go in, and it's going to create put that material right onto the SD card. And that's how easy it is to transfer a book from Bookshare onto my SD card. So my SD card is in the F folder, and then I would remove it, and it'll play. So easy to use. I wanted to show you how easy that was. We're going to go back into the PowerPoint.
I just said that's really quick. That's pretty amazing.
So you also have the BRF for your Braille note takers and readers, and we have the HTML files and the TXT. So there's files that we can play that with as well. So I'm going to go back, and we'll continue on. So we're now talking about the Victor Reader Soft. And like I said before, you can download, it's a special software dedicated for Bookshare content. And so you need to, when you want to access Bookshare content, it's great to have these two softwares available. And it looks at your preferences and your download preferences from that when you download the software. I wanted to show you where that software is, and so that you know where it is. So I'm going to go back here and pull up the Bookshare site. When we go into, I'm just going out for a second. When we go into the third tab that says Getting Started, here at the very bottom of that, you're going to find the area that says Reading Tools. And this is where you can select it once you become a member. You won't have access to it until you are a member, and it'll tell you what you can have access to. Lots of information. So we're going to go back to the PowerPoint now, and hopefully that was helpful. And you're going to want to select DAISY format. Don't use the HTML format when you have access to DAISY. It just allows for that extra navigation, the page. So when that happens, you're going to want to confirm to download in DAISY, and you're going to select the BKS2 file for our DAISY Victor player. You're going to need to enter your download password to get started. And then this is what the Victor Reader Soft looks like. So on our left-hand side, it needs to move one more slide here for you all. There we go. So this is what DAISY allows us to do. On the left-hand side, we can go to page 2, page 3, page 4. We also see the content. We are able to navigate the pages. We can hit play at the very top. Fast forward, rewind, and also put in some extra notes. So, Sherry, I'm going to turn it back to you.
Super. Thanks, Brenda. Our library is just growing by leaps and bounds. We have tens of thousands of accessible books, and as I said, it's growing by 2,000 books or more a month. We have a librarian on staff now, and she's doing a lot of work with categorizing and helping us make it easier to find the books we need when we need them. Anyone can search for books in the library, but only members can download copyrighted books. Brenda just showed you the open source books. And there are many ways to search for books. Currently, the most streamlined search is what Brenda showed you under Browse. You log into Bookshare, click Search in the blue bar at the top of the page. And it's probably the fastest way to find your book. You want to type in the title of the book or the author of the book or the ISBN number of the book. And those are probably the fastest ways. If you don't see the book that you want, but you have a sense it might be in the collection, then you would go to the advanced search. And in addition to searching by title, author, or ISBN, you can also search by language, English or Spanish. And I think we have 1,450 books in Spanish currently. And there are books in other languages, but they're not searchable by language at this time. We have some in Dutch, French, German, Italian, and Portuguese. And I believe that we're starting to look at books in Hindi as well. You can search by category, biographies, nonfiction, poetry, textbooks,
book type, copyrighted books, freely distributable books, etc., and book quality, publisher quality, or excellent. Now, the majority of Bookshare books are of excellent quality or above, and there are some additional books of good quality. So I might also say that we take our quality very seriously, and if you find a book that's not up to your standards, it isn't as perfect as you'd like it to be, there is a little box by the book after you've downloaded it that allows you to send a note to Lindsay Verma and tell her exactly what page or what paragraph or where there was an error, and she will correct it, I believe, within 24 hours, and if there are substantial errors, they will often rescan the book. I'm happy to announce that probably at the end of November, we will be able to, members will be able to do a full text search. We're perfecting it right now. It's in beta testing so that a member can just type in a phrase such as, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times, and Charles Dickens' The Tale of Two Cities will pop up. So we're going to be able to search every volume in the collection by every word, which makes it a great reference resource for students having to do research papers. Really excited about that. We have, as I said, relationships with publishers. We have special collections of the New York Times bestsellers, the Newbery writers. We have Young Readers' Choice books, some dramatic works. We have publisher partnerships with, as I said, 37 publishers. Over 600 technical books from O'Reilly Media. The minute they put out a new book, they send us the file. And as I said, we have 4 university presses currently online. That would be University of California, New York University, University of Chicago, and Columbia University has just joined us. And I know that our publisher liaison, Robin Seaman, has about 5 more universities that she's talking with right now. And periodicals, as I said, we have a partnership with NFB Newsline, 150 national and regional newspapers and magazines. All available to you anytime, any place on Bookshare. So what happens if you still can't find the book that you want? Then you can look at other resources such as RFB&D or the National Library Service. Students can go to their alternative media coordinator on campus and talk with them to find out how best the student can find the book that they need. In most cases, the student will purchase the book from the library, take it to the alt media coordinator, who will chop and scan the book, and then give it back to the student in whatever format that student needs. Schools also contact the publishers for the digital file. That can take some time. If the alt media provider does have the book that they've scanned for another student, the student still needs to show the receipt. And no, a student does not have to show proof of purchase to be able to download a book from Bookshare. If the student still can't find the book, then they can request textbooks from us. Part of the OSET money allows for us to purchase books. So by going to contact us and taking the pull down to request a school book, a student or an organization can request the book that they need. We will buy it, chop it, scan it, and put it into the collection for that student and for all the other Bookshare members as well to use. So we scan once and share many times. And this is where our University Partners Program is coming in. We have 16 universities in the country who are giving us the files that they have scanned for other students. And just last week I received 300 books from 4 different universities, 300 total, who are starting to send us books. We receive them in RTF format, in PDFs now, and in TIFFs. So schools are sharing books with us, and we're building our post-secondary collection.
And then what you do, Sherry, I'm assuming, is then turn it into that DAISY, BRF, HTML, and TXT file. So you recreate that book in an accessible format once you get that scanned content.
We do. We put everything into DAISY, and then the member can download it into BRF or can create an MP3 or do whatever they need to do with that file.
Great.
So, questions?
The only question or comment is, yes, someone commented about DAISY players and software, and other software will definitely work with Bookshare, and we're going to talk about that here in just a minute. And the Classmate Reader is not the Victor Reader software, so we are able to use Daisy Players to access that material.
Okay.
So when we talked a little bit about the browsing, you saw me do that just a little bit. Advanced search, we looked at that, and we looked at the wild category.
So yeah, I did. I zoomed through all of that. If we
you
want
did.
To go back, so it takes a certain amount of puttering too.
Mm-hmm. And you're able
kind
to
of working. Brenda, I was just going to say, it just, you know, kind of sitting with it and going through, thinking of books, finding them, working with it is probably the best way. And the full text search will make it all go much faster.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about the hardware.
Okay, great. HumanWare creates two hardware pieces that interact with the Bookshare content. And one of those is the Victor Reader Stream. And it's in the top right-hand corner. It looks like it's an accessible iPod in many ways. But we're able to navigate that material, go to pages, enter in voice notes. There's a sleep mode in here. And it not only plays Daisy, it plays a lot of other formats as well. The Classmate Reader presents the text as well. And not other players really present the text in where you're able to interact with it. You're able to change the font, the size, put in bookmarks, put in voice notes. We also have the Braille note, and it's refreshable Braille, which is very cool. We also have MP3 players, there's an MP3 player on both of the Classmate Reader and the Victor Reader Stream. But the disadvantage I'm going to say is that we don't navigate in the same way. But it's great to be able to download different voices sometimes and to vary that playback speed as well. So MP3 players can also take that material and have it exported as well. We also have compatible AT software. And so we talked about the Victor Reader Soft as well as there's access, and the picture that we have at the bottom on the side is actually the Read Out Loud Bookshare edition. And that is free, as well as if you have other text readers, there's a list of them that will that you can also have access to, or that can read the content in a text format. Do you want to add anything else to that, Sherry?
Not at all, Brenda. Okay. You've covered it.
Okay. We also are able to download the a cappella voices, and different TTS works for different individuals, and this just gives you another option to add to your computer as well. And we've covered a lot of the material here today, and the Classmate Reader is able to actually synchronize that text and audio together, and that's a very, very powerful combination for individuals with print disabilities. So we're able to solidify seeing that word, hearing it pronounced, and seeing our eyes track properly, so we aren't just trying to figure out and decode the words and actually getting to the point of what reading is about, and reading is about comprehending that information. So we also have built-in study tools in this particular device. We have a built-in TTS, as well as there's a lot of variety of formats that we play behind it. So there's 7 hours of playback. There's actually 14 hours of playback on the Victor Reader Stream. And as you saw how easy we were able to transfer that information, we now have that information on the go and wherever we want. So we have our built-in study tools. And we wanted to talk really quickly about advocacy and the transition process and what we need to do in the first steps about that. So even if you – I also want you to look at it. If you are a student at university, because we have some students on the call today, if you are a student at university and not accessing – this repository or know of other individuals, please share the information, because it's great to have more access to more content, and that's how we actually build a vocabulary and build that whole filing cabinet of information when we move forward. So I'm going to turn it back to Sherry and have her talk about the transitioning process and the first steps.
Actually, I'm the parent of a high school senior who has is a special ed student and is going through this whole transition process. And we're starting to take him around. We've been taking him to different colleges and art schools, which is what he thinks he wants to do. But the first stop for us has always been the Disability Resource Office to find out exactly what services they offer, what they expect of him, and they have been invaluable for us to figure out what the next steps are. So students who are beginning to think about transitioning from high school should consider contacting Disability Resource Offices first. They're a great resource. If a student is not continuing on to post-secondary education, the Bookshare membership can continue, but it's something that they will have to pay for. And again, the student will contact Bookshare, tell them that they're making the change. Maybe the student's just taking a break, in which case Bookshare gives them 6 months to kind of think about what it is they're going to do. If a student's going on to vocational education, to a vocational school, their Bookshare membership is still free. When does a student contact the Disability Resource Office, and when do they start to research schools? And I guess the best answer is the sooner the better. I know some students in special ed at Palo Alto High School who are starting this in their sophomore year. It's really important to plan in-person meetings for students to look at schools. Bring all the copies of the high school files, including any assessment reports and write-ups on the accommodations provided during high school. It's not always a given that the accommodations that were given in high school are going to be available in the college. So I think there's some recalibration that has to happen for students and their parents as they realize that some of the environment at the high school may not be there. Some of the supports may not be there in college. The student will have to become their own advocate and look to see what they need to do to make it all work.
Sherry, I'm just going to interrupt you right there and just take this question.
All right. And by the way, I'm not an expert on transitioning, but I am a parent and I have done a lot of research and talked with experts. There's a lot more information out there.
And I think that I can answer Dennis's questions here. So I use an acronym sometimes, and I'll explain that a built-in TTS is a text-to-speech synthesizer or speech engine. So it's a unit within the computer and the software that will read the material back to you. So that it's not necessarily human voice, it's a computerized voice, but many times this works really well, and just wanting to, you know, people are getting used to that voice, and it's definitely a great way to have access that has never been available before. And you can't really carry your mom around with you. I tried, but it doesn't really work well in university, so just letting you know that that is great. And so we're going to go back to this point here regarding the accommodations. So,
all right.
Okay.
I think that we have a slide, Brenda, that talks about resources for students in transition. And from my knowledge, from my researching and my looking at things, I found a couple of websites that I really like. There we are. University of Montana has a great site. Jim Marks has put together something called Togo, I Have a Feeling We're Not in High School Anymore, and it's written as much for parents as it is for students. It's at http://life.umt.edu/dss/name/toto, T-O-T-O. Great site. University of Washington site has something called College Preparation Resources for Students, www.washington.edu/doitresourcescollege. The other book that we have in our Bookshare collection is the KNW Guide to Colleges for Students with Learning Disabilities. This is published by the Princeton Review, is in our collection, and lists over 900 colleges and universities in the United States that have programs for learning disabled students. There's another resource, Peterson's College Guide for Students with Learning Disabilities, or ADHD. And again, profiles of LD programs at more than 900 two- and four-year colleges in the U.S. and in Canada. So moving on, if a student is not returning to school, they have the summer to access their Bookshare membership. They should contact us and tell us that they've left high school and they're not sure that they're going on to a post-secondary education. And again, it will be $75 for the qualified non-student. That's $25 for the setup fee, $50 for the yearly membership. But once that student is back in school, membership is free. So if you have any questions, any more questions, we can talk about them now. Brenda, otherwise we can give our audience our contact information. I know I certainly welcome calls or emails, and I'm delighted to talk with anyone at greater length about anything that we've talked to today. My email is sherryem, at benetech.org. That's our parent company, or at bookshare.org. And Brenda?
And you can contact me at brenda.mcbride@humanware.com. And you also can give me a call, and some of you have, just to stay connected. If you have any difficulties signing up to the presentation, which is 888-723-7273, and I am extension 320. And we want to thank you all for attending. I wanted to let you know what future presentations we have as well, and then I'll go back to the questions. We have an educational therapist speaking on November 18th, and then we are doing a presentation with someone that is right in the post-secondary center, and that's going to be December 1st with Nina Giselli. If any of you would also like to participate in that or would like to have a Canadian view, I know I have Carrie on the line, and that might be a great opportunity for us to also make a Canadian presentation. And then I will be doing a presentation on December 3rd on where you can find content for the Classmate Reader. So what are all the resources out there that we have, can have access to, and really any time we think about material on the computer, we are also able to make that accessible as well as making it portable. And so if you would like to see past presentations, please go to our products tab under past presentations, and we have the past presentations link there, and I'll be posting this one there soon after. But with that, here is our contact information again. Thank you for attending, and I'm wondering if anyone has any questions. We will stay around, and if you want to, I guess you can raise your hand, or I'm going to release the mics and see what we can do there. But we'd like to thank you for attending and look forward to seeing you back here in our webinar sessions. And I want to say thank you to Sherry. She brought a lot of valuable information, and we hope you found this information interesting, and also so that you're now able to take it forward and share this with students. If you have any suggestions about what you would like to see here or questions that you would like to have answered or presentations, we look forward to providing that for you. And we look forward to seeing you back here again. And with that, I'll share if you want any other closing comments before we go into the questions and comments.
Great. Brenda, I just wanted to thank you again and thank HumanWare for making all this possible. It's a great partnership, and we look forward to signing up more students and getting more people the books that they need in whatever form that they need. So thank you to our audience, and thank you to you, Brenda, for making this work so smoothly. And we'll meet you back again.
Sounds good. I'm going to unmute the mics for anyone, so if anyone wants any comments or questions, then this is the opportunity to do that. So just realize you're going to be unmuted. It'll take just a minute.
Hello?
Hi.
Yes. I'm in the process of signing up with Bookshare, and I've talked with my library in Michigan, and they haven't been very cooperative. And I'm wondering, I do have a Victor stream, and I am signed up with NLF. What sort of my Victor Reader key, my NLF key, to let you know that I'm authorized with NLS, or what sort of authorization would I need? I have no physician at this point.
Sherry, I'm going to pass that comment over to you, actually. I think it, and I'm going to just re-paraphrase that. So you're wanting to have access to the Bookshare library and are wondering about documentation again.
That's correct.
Okay. Sherry, do you want to take that question? Yeah.
Right. All that the student has to do is to go to the Bookshare, sign up now, and say that they are a member of NLS. And I don't know if you have a number or a code or a reference point, but we can certainly look that up, and you should be signed up right away. There should be no...
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
I am not a student.
Okay.
I'm way beyond student age at this point.
All right. All right. But you still qualify. You'll have to pay for the membership, but you absolutely are eligible to become a member. And if you're still having trouble doing it through the website, you can go to the Contact Us at the top of the site. You know, if you look at Bookshare, all the way across the top is a Contact Us tab. Click on that, go all the way down, put in your name and address and your email, and then you'll go to the pull-down screen, and you can ask for membership information. Type in exactly what you've just told me, and they will be back to you. The membership department will be back to you within 24 hours, I believe, to walk you through the process.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So not only is Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic where they're sharing that information, but also individuals that are members for the NLS library. Once again,
yes.
That documentation was provided in the past, and we'll now have access to that in the future as well. So, no question, we are going to say good night, and thank you for joining us.
Great. Thank you very much. Good night, Brenda.
Okay, good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.